Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you saw the headline from yesterday where they're backtracking. Some of the scientists, not the actual scientists, but another study is kind of contradicting that first study on what we found with vaping and the vitamin E acetate-induced illness and the lipoid pneumonia that they thought was going on with these vaping deaths and this quote-unquote vaping lung injury that we're seeing in over 805 reported cases, now responsible for 16 deaths. I thought I saw today there's been a 17th reported. And again, I've talked to you guys about this. The numbers are going to keep going up, not because something is happening this week or next week. It's because they need to kind of go back and see how many people had lung injuries and respiratory distress and died that actually had been linked to vaping. If they didn't ask about vaping and it wasn't in the electronic health record or the button clicked or, you know, there's no button not existing, then it's really hard to go back and analyze and go, oh, all these people that had respiratory illness that died were vapers. So the numbers are going to keep going up, and they might be a month old, 2 months old, you know, so it's not that something's happening today or tomorrow. But it could be, too, because you have a lot of people vaping. You have a lot of people vaping. Millions, we think, are vaping. A lot of middle schoolers, a lot of high schoolers, a lot of young adults. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to scare everybody. Not that I agree with that entirely. I really don't like scare tactics in the media. But I really don't want to see kids smoking this stuff and vaping it. And in fact, I think a recent article said kids are actually now eating the vape pods. They're just eating them. They're not going to vape them, because they don't want to hurt their lungs, but they're going to consume it by eating it. Well, we've talked about nicotine toxicity. That could be pretty bad. That could put them into seizures, comas. So, I mean, these kids want nicotine, which I'm going to discuss in a second. So let me tell you about the latest headline. The latest headline says, rather than this being more of a lipoid, oily pneumonia, what they think it is it's a chemical burn. They looked at the pathology of the lung lining, and histologically they found that there was an injury that looked very similar to a toxic chemical exposure. So when your lungs get exposed to a chemical, what ends up happening is some of the cells die. When those cells die, the debris needs to be removed, and your immune system comes into play. Your immune system will also come into play to protect other cells from getting injured. So you start getting kind of juicy, okay? Then, as it's trying to remove the debris, protect the other lungs, repair the new cells, you don't have the flow that you need. Because remember, it's one cell thick in terms of oxygen exchange. And so trying to get to the oxygen, or trying to get to the cells that, the alveoli, that need to exchange oxygen, if you start getting all this debris and fluid buildup, and which is more macro than micro, you then don't have airflow. So they believe, and this study came out of Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic, our family owned land where the Mayo Clinic now sits, except we were too poor to keep it years ago, and we had to sell it to the person who sold it to Mayo Clinic. So I love Mayo Clinic. It just kind of hurts to see that, you know, we could have actually gotten out of our poverty by just waiting a little longer, but we couldn't. We had sick family members, we couldn't. But anyway, back to Mayo Clinic. So basically, they say the injuries look like people who have been exposed to poison, like mustard gas. I mean, we're talking World War I sort of weapons, chemical weapons. Now, these findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. It looked at samples from 13 men, 4 women who were aged 19 to 67. 70% had a history of vaping marijuana or cannabis. 11 were in Arizona, 5 in Minnesota, 1 in Florida. And so now it's starting to open up. So what we're learning from this study is it might not be just the THC oil being smoked, you know, because what we got from the last study is it seemed to be everybody that smoked or vaped, I should say, the THC oil or CBD oil or whatever they were sticking in their vape pens or bootleg. Now it's looking like, well, not everybody who vaped was on THC. Which now has to change the whole narrative of this isn't THC vaping, this could be any vaping. Now, we have somebody in Virginia who sells vaping products saying, no, okay, mine are safe. David Eubank, owner of Vapor Bound in Lynchburg, says he uses ingredients that are completely safe for consumption. Propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin. He says vegetable glycerin is something you've been consuming for decades. Okay, you've been consuming vegetable glycerin in your tummy, in your gut. There's a big difference between smoking the crap. So these vaping companies, they don't want to lose business. They paid rent. They signed leases. They bought product. So vaping companies are going to now be trying to really push their narrative of, look, I'm using safe stuff, I'm using environmental friendly, it's all green, it's all safe, this stuff is good. Not with this study that we got here from the Mayo Clinic where you're getting a chemical burn. This could be that maybe it's the heat, maybe it's the temperature. Remember, the vapor has to be heated a certain degree. Plus, there's a whole bunch of different chemicals as well as metal dripping from the coil. So there's something that's inflaming the lungs. And I don't know if we're ever going to really identify what is this real, this lung injury. But that's why in medicine we call it a lung injury. Or we call it a pneumonitis. Or we call it inflammation of the lungs. There's something you're doing when you're vaping that's inflaming the lungs. Now, as a parent, I got 2 teenage boys. How do I make sure they don't vape? Well, for me, I'm kind of lucky because when I tried to get them to not, you know, to be open about, you know, using condoms and not having premarital sex, I could just open up one of my GYN textbooks and show them a slew of STDs, and I think that scarred them for life, so I think they're going to be priests, hopefully, although I'm, from what I'm understanding, they're not. But when it comes to vaping, these kids aren't going to listen to you as a parent. They're not going to listen to a doctor. The only thing that might convince them is if they get sick and they have a cold or they have a flu, all right, you kind of use that as an opportunity to go, you know, okay, this is how, we're running out of time. Honestly, if your kid vapes, get them in with the doctor, get them with a specialist who can basically figuratively smack them upside the head, all right, because they got to quit. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a listener who's a little upset. Jason listened to my last hour and said that he disagrees with me, you know, calling politics a game, and he's really scared that we would have an Elizabeth Warren administration coming up in 2021. And I mean, he's not mad at me, but I had said when I was giving you guys an update on Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is out of the hospital. From what we understand, he's doing well. He's not dropping out of the race yet. But what I had said is, all parties involved need Bernie Sanders in the race. Both Republicans, Democrats, I think everybody needs Bernie Sanders. One, Bernie Sanders supporters want Bernie Sanders in the race because he's Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren supporters want Bernie Sanders to stay in the race because it pulls away from Biden. Biden supporters want Bernie Sanders in the race because it pulls away from Elizabeth Warren, right, because they're both liberal. And then Trump wants Bernie Sanders in the race because, again, it's pulling from the top two contenders, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, and because it shows such a stark contrast between left, you know, left to left to left, and Trump and the right. So I think everybody wants Bernie Sanders to stay in the race. Personally, from a medical standpoint, I don't know how he can stay in the race. You know, technically he can't go back to work, and you can technically campaign. I wouldn't advise it. He's 78 years old. You know, having clogged arteries, you know, not being able to have the longevity, you know, a predicted longevity for the next two administrations. You know, health should come first. If he was leading in the polls, maybe I'd say, you know what, you only live once, go for being president. But if he's behind in the polls, and he is, I don't know if it's worth it. So from what we understand, the latest on the Hill, Warren, Elizabeth Warren, who Jason's worried about, passes Biden to lead the 2020 Democrats by 4 points in a weekly national poll. Keep in mind, these polls are BS, okay? I you know, you might overall see trends, but it depends on who does the poll. It depends on, you know, who that day feels like answering the questions. But Elizabeth Warren is right now leading the Democratic Party. She leapfrogged over Vice President Joe Biden, continues to enjoy a boost in the polls. 26% of respondents say they will vote in their Democratic primary or caucus if Warren is the first choice. 22% would for Biden. Bernie Sanders dropped to 14%. Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris rounded out the top five at 7% and 5%. So Warren topped the poll because she kind of, you know, got certain demographics from the Biden camp and the Sanders camp that, you know, liked what she had to say. I think a lot of people are choosing her because she's a woman, and they think a Biden-Trump matchup or a Bernie Sanders-Trump matchup won't win. That, you know, Trump has to be up against a woman. It would make the Democratic Party narrative a little easier, trying to, you know, do the whole woman versus man thing. So even if Warren wasn't ahead in the polls, I think the, you know, the wheels that, you know, turn are going to try to push her in that direction. But, you know, with Jason being concerned and, you know, people, you know, really being freaked out about the next election, what would that look like? Well, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, I haven't really been following her political career. All I know is she's very, very liberal. And I'm not a big fan of ultra-liberal policies. I have no idea if she'd make a good president or not. I don't know what's going to happen with health care. My guess is if she did come into office, we'd be looking at a socialized health care system, which I think is a disaster. Unfortunately, healthcare stinks as it is now, and we don't have the conservatives or the Republicans coming up with a better solution for healthcare. Right now, it is not sustainable. It is, I'm not going to the doctor. I am just waiting for something to happen with healthcare. Not that I want Elizabeth Warren in office. I don't. You know, but I need, I mean, we all need to see something changing with healthcare. Not in the wrong direction, not socialized. But the problem we have is the ACA messed up healthcare so badly that you really can't go back to the 2002 days or the 2004 days. We can't, which is why the Republicans are stuck. You know, letting Obamacare die was a strategy because you really couldn't fix it. If you tried to fix it, you would implode the system. It's like a wire on a bomb. You could cut the wrong wire. And now that everybody, once you give the public something, you can't take it away. So, and as you see, everybody cries that, oh, the Trump administration will take away insurance for 31 million. And you're like, okay, wait a second, whoa. Okay, first of all, Medicaid was supposed to be temporary until you got jobs that would pay for health insurance. We were supposed to come up with a way, which the ACA didn't do, right, to, you know, incentivize employers to buy your insurance. We were supposed to lower insurance costs, which it didn't, because with pre-existing condition clauses, they rose. So I don't know what the conservatives can do. So the conservatives have basically just kind of, you know, kick the can down the road. Unfortunately, people are getting kind of tired and wary, you know. People may vote for Trump because they like the economy, they like where they are right now, but the one thing that you could count on is everybody is going to have a medical issue. And my insurance deductible is so high, I am just waiting until January again because there's no sense starting to meet my deductible just for it to start over. It's such a bad system. Our insurance system is so bad. And so I'm just waiting. I have to go to the doctor, but I won't. I'm waiting. And so you have people out there that can't wait. They can't wait. So they may be so fed up, doesn't matter how conservative they are, and say, you know what, fine, I'll vote for whatever. Just let me at least have access to health care. Now, giving everybody Medicare sounds all fine and dandy, but we don't have enough Medicare providers. We're already seeing we don't have enough geriatricians. Older individuals, they tell me they have to wait months. So thinking Medicare for all is going to fix the system, it's not. It's not going to fix it. We just don't have enough medical providers. We don't. So, you know, whoever's going to be president, we're still going to have issues. You know, I would like to see Trump reelected. I think he's doing a good job. I think in terms of economy, we still need that strength. Is the economy going to suffer soon? It will. I don't think it's going to be because of his policies, but it's just we're going to be due for another recession. And if we are going to be due for another recession, I'd rather be Trump leading us out, who understands money much better than anybody else. But what's probably going to happen is the table's going to turn, whether it's 2020 or 2024. Then we're going to get another recession. We're going to do more, you know, mandates and penalties and more taxes. And I am scared. So if Jason's scared, I get that. I'm scared too. But there's no sense being scared about an administration that hasn't happened yet. We just don't know. But it is frustrating that you sit here on the outside and you see what people purport, and you're an engineer, or you're an economist, or you're a doctor, or you're a nurse, or you're a mom, or you're a dad, or, you know, or you're a teenager, and you're like, but that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Giving everybody free college, that's not going to help us. All right, everybody having a degree or being able to go online and get that piece of paper is not going to, you know, help the situation. It could make it worse. And nobody listens. You know, I mean, when it comes to college education, you know, the high school diploma got really, really diluted because, well, you know, everybody had to have one. Then the college degree, right now, having a 4-year college degree means nothing because a lot of people have it. Not everybody, but a lot of people have it. So that's why the argument of, well, let everybody have a college degree so they can all have equal footing trying to get a job. That's nice. I get that. But, you know, you're just diluting it more to the point that it could worsen employment. So now you're going to be looking at, okay, well, we need people with masters. And then it's going to push people to have to get master's programs. So now we have that problem all over again where college is too expensive to get a master's degree. So what, do we just keep giving everybody masters? Do we just give everybody doctorates? You know, we can't become communists. And unfortunately, that's what some of these recommendations are. You know, I know a lot of liberals that don't like the idea of free college because it takes money away from other programs that they think are more important. You know, giving money to a, you know, student so he could go to college, if that takes away from the homeless or, you know, unplanned pregnancies or, you know, I mean, a lot of liberals aren't really liking that idea either. So when you start to see dissent within the Liberal Party, you know, or the left party, it shows that, you know, that we have to come up with solid ideas and we have to come up with solid solutions. Usually the country does fairly well under Republican administration. Bush years had good times. Reagan years had good times. But, you know, we still have a lot of things to fix. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, no boy.
I
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is now calling on China and Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%.
The president, speaking outside the White House before heading off to Florida, also says the Bidens have scammed other countries.
You may very well find that there are many other countries that they scammed, just like they scammed China and Ukraine.
Victims of the Las Vegas shooting are about to get at least $735 million. Their attorneys say that's what MGM Resorts has agreed to pay, but it could go up to $800 million. The settlement comes just as the city marked the two-year anniversary this week of the shooting. 85 people were killed and hundreds more were hurt when a gunman opened fire at a country music festival from his room at the Mandalay Bay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There has been a New Jersey baby born with his brain outside of the skull. And usually when that happens, it's very difficult for them to live. But babies, still doing well. Celebrating 7 months of life. So, Lucas Santa Maria was diagnosed with exencephaly. So, ex means outside. Encephaly means a disorder of the brain. And this was during his mother's 10-week ultrasound appointment. And so They didn't expect baby to survive, but baby did. The developing brain was exposed to amniotic fluid and could, unfortunately, have major complications. They say exencephaly is where the brain is outside the skull. It's usually only covered by a thin layer of skin made up of only one or two cells. This is Dr. Tim Vogel, Chief of Pediatric Neurosurgery at North Jersey Brain and Spine Center. There's just enough protection of the brain, but it's usually not functional. All other cases aside from Lucas are not survivable. So the mom, Maria Santa Maria, was told and had kind of prepared, as well as her daughters. But apparently, baby's been doing well. Vogel had explained to the family that if Lucas survived birth and he was showing promising signs, he might be able to design a surgery that could spare his healthy brain tissue from the non-functioning tissue and possibly put him on a path to thrive. Lucas was born breathing on his own, began eating, so apparently they could kind of move forward. Now, it was an hours, multiple hours long surgery that separated vessels to ensure that Lucas did not suffer a stroke or lose any of the brain that functionality that he had. They also had to preserve the spinal fluid cavity so the brain could still be protected once they were done. They also had to make sure, obviously, with the brain outside, you know, any infection. And the dura, which is the brain's outermost membrane, has the ability to form bones in children under the age of 18 months. So since the operation, bone has started to perform, or started to form a protective layer around the brain. Scalp has grown over it, complete with hair. Future surgeries will include taking the bone currently growing, shaping it around other areas that are lacking, and, you know, making sure it forms and expands as the baby's brain expands. So this baby's neurodevelopment may be pretty damn good. They actually think he could be on the same path as a child his age could be. In fact, he's already started eating baby cereal and baby food. So they're going to work with the family on cosmetic goals. He still has normal facial features, so they just got to kind of address more of the top of the skull. And the more bone he develops of his own, the more they could do. And he's actually already lifted his head, started to crawl. So, you know, people always ask, what are the milestones with babies? You know, babies can slowly start to flip over. Well, babies can slowly start to have head control, neck control at about 2 months. They could start to kind of flip over at about 4 months. At 6 months, they have a lot more ability to move, may be able to sit up a little bit trying to support themselves. By 8 months is when they could start to crawl, 8-9 months, fairly well, even sit up. And then they try to stand by a year, walk, run. Speaking usually is about, you know, 15 months. So, you know, him being 7 months, it sounds like he's kind of moving along pretty nice. So he has one hemisphere, half a brain right now. And it's amazing that, you know, the family that thought they were going to lose their baby was able to see, you know, how baby's doing. So that's absolutely fantastic. Speaking of babies, they say dads may need to stop drinking 6 months before conception if they want to protect the baby's health. They said alcohol consumption during pregnancy obviously has been linked with a lot of issues like congenital defects and developmental problems in newborns and fetal alcohol syndrome. But now a new study has found a link between a baby's congenital heart defects and their parents' drinking. So compared to non-drinkers, fathers who drank during the first 3 months before conception were 44% more likely to have babies born with congenital heart disease. Now, congenital heart defects affect 1% of all newborns. So that's basically congenital heart defect is a baby born with, you know, a heart issue. And we're looking at 40,000 babies. And they found if dads were binge drinkers, like drinking 5 or more drinks per session, football Sunday, they had a 52% higher likelihood that their baby would have a heart condition. So previous research has shown that alcohol exposure can change the DNA in developing sperm, change sperm activity. So if daddy, you know, and sperm lasts, what, maybe a few weeks to a month? So we can't really say if it's the night before conception or a few weeks before conception because sperm are made and ready to go. Moms who drink or binge drink before conception had a 16% higher risk for their babies. So what that kind of means is dad's health and dad's habits are important. And so Dr. Quinn from Tsinghua School of Public Health, Central South University in China, said to be safe, the results suggest that men should not consume alcohol for at least 6 months before fertilization. Women should stop drinking alcohol a year before, as well as avoid being pregnant. Now, I know the average person is like, whoa, wait a second. So I can't have a beer a few weeks before my wife and I decide to have a baby? According to this, yeah. Nope, no beer. Now, yeah, the average dad drank some alcohol. The average mom had had some alcohol. And the average baby's fine. But I guess what they're looking at is babies born with some significant health issues. Mom and dad, if they drink, they might have found a higher incidence of mom and dad drinking. If that's the case, you know, don't. Both the CDC and the American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecologists say women should completely avoid alcohol drinks while trying to conceive. Previous studies look at the link between alcohol consumption before conception and congenital heart disease had focused on moms-to-be with mixed results. This was the first time they did a meta-analysis to examine the role of paternal alcohol drinking. So how often do birth defects happen? Well, they say one out of every 33 babies. So if your kid's class size is about 35 kids, one out of every, you know, kid's class had a baby born with a birth defect. Birth defects are the leading cause of infant death. Congenital heart defect is the most common type of birth defect. What type of things could happen to the heart? You could have transposition of the vessels. You know, the great vessels like the aorta, and, you know, you could have holes in the heart. You could have, poor, you know, heart pumping. You know, there's a whole variety of things. And, you know, it just shows that babies development needs everything to go right. And I understand, you have people there that smoked and drank and babies came back fine. Well, us, our parents drink and smoke, and look at us. Well, we were lucky. But very rarely things can go wrong. They say, according to the CDC, about 30% of babies born with a congenital heart defect will also have other physical problems or developmental or cognitive disorders. So it's not just about the heart, it could be other things. So as the embryo grows, you really need everything as good as possible. Now, mind you, in the olden days when people would go through preterm labor, we would hook them up to alcohol. I mean, it was crazy how much we would use alcohol as a medicine, but we just don't do that anymore. I don't care if your mom smoked. We don't smoke. We don't vape. Keep dad, and even if parents and grandparents smoke outside the house, you are still picking up third-hand smoke from curtains, from clothes, from upholstery. So it's frustrating because, you know, you're like, oh, gosh, I'm dad. I'm stressed out. My wife's stressed out. Why can't I have a beer? But you know what? Sometimes you're being a part of the program going, nope. You know, we're in training for the baby. No alcohol. Once she conceives, you can drink. But don't smoke. You can drink. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in breaking news today, four people have been killed in Paris in a knife attack. Markel Harpone, 45 years old, stabbed and killed four colleagues with a ceramic knife. We're being told he is deaf, and he's an Islamic convert. And this is being reported by Daily Mail. And the knife man was shot dead in the courtyard of the Paris police headquarters. Apparently, he had worked there for 20 years and had security clearance. Union bosses described the attack as a moment of madness and some sort of internal fight. Anti-terror agencies are evaluating the situation. And Emmanuel Macron has gone to the police headquarters, obviously, to show solidarity, see what's going on. But he was a police worker who had recently converted to Islam, has been shot dead after murdering four colleagues. Apparently, this was kind of near the Notre Dame Cathedral. It's that French capital's historic police prefecture, they call it. Now, investigators have not ruled out a possible terrorist motivation for the afternoon attack. One woman who was a police administrative worker and three policemen were killed. They were all repeatedly stabbed by Mr. Harpone. He had worked in the IT department since 2003. Now, he had recently been reprimanded by his female boss over his refusal to interact with women. That's according to Act 217 reported. Within hours of the attack, anti-terrorist officers had raided his flat. He had an apartment, I guess, in Denis, a suburb 12 miles from the scene. His wife, Iham, was arrested, probably questioned. I guess right now the investigation has been launched into what the motives were. Terrorism has not been ruled out. They say, quote, many of those involved in similar attacks on the police have been Muslim converts influenced by radical terrorist groups. Christopher Crepin, spokesman for the Union France Police in Anger, I guess it's a city, told the Telegraph that, I know this man, he worked in IT, he had long-running problems with his superior, he stabbed her first, and then colleagues intervened and were stabbed as well. I am told he then got hold of a firearm. Now, Harpone has been deaf since childhood. He was originally from the Caribbean island of Martinique. And then they got married in 2014, converted to his wife's religion in 2018, then they had the first child. So he was told to drop the knife after he was after he stabbed others. He didn't stop, and then he got shot. So people watching thought at first it was a training exercise. But the assailant wasn't stopping. Officer fired two shots. Assailant fell. So none of the victims have yet been identified, but it was a ceramic knife because it wouldn't then be activated by metal detectors. And then he wouldn't be searched. So these are now weapons that, you know, because police departments have metal detectors, which, again, is possibly the same problem we have with, you know, with airports, where you could hide sharp plastic, things like that. And there could be weapons that are non-metal. Apparently, he worked within the Directorate of Intelligence at the Prefecture of Police. Now, what makes this so frightening, and again, I mean, it's a killing, it's multiple killings, is this was somebody within the police department. I mean, this is what makes this one so strange. Okay? People in security within the police department working the IT of police department, Paris security, ended up being a murderer. You would think a police department had better screening of their and vetting of their employees. I think this just goes to show that anybody could go rogue. I mean, you know, we see people doing killings and, you know, I mean, a whole variety of different work settings. But if you're going to work for the police, you had to have passed multiple different tests or screenings. And this guy had been working for them for, what, 10 years, they said? And then he ends up being a murderer. No, since 2003. So we're looking at almost 16 years. How does somebody work for the police department and be that close to other police and be you know, quote unquote, a bad guy. And, so no industry is safe. There's no proper vetting. I'm not sure what the answer is, but, you know, this scares us. To go into work and think that you could be murdered that day because one of your coworkers could go rogue. I've seen coworkers go rogue and just go, and you're like, boy, they lost it. That's frightening. That is some really frightening stuff. And, you know, the average one of us goes into work knowing that at any time we could get attacked. So, we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys know that there's a salmon shortage? And apparently we're looking at pictures of grizzly bears who look emaciated. There's a depleting salmon population in Canada, and animals are about to go into hibernation. And apparently there were photos, kind of heartbreaking, taken near the shores of the Knight Inlet on the British Columbia coast by Canadian photographer Rolf Hicker. And he posted them on Facebook. And you can see a mother bear trying to hunt for fish along with her two baby bears. And she looks pretty damn skinny. Face and body gaunt. Bones and muscles visible. And apparently commercial fishermen says this is the worst salmon season in 50 years. Now, experts are blaming human activity, saying that salmon farming and climate change have contributed to the dwindling fish population. They said in Broughton, there is no salmon left for the bears. Yeah, bears love their salmon. Advertising still shows happy bears feasting on salmon. Well, not here. So they say the distressing images are far contrast from bears preparing for winter or food elsewhere in the Northern Hemisphere. I guess in Katami National Park in Alaska, they're celebrating Fat Bear Week. From October 2nd to the 8th, fans vote on pictures of their lucky, chunky bears at the park. But these bears here, I've never seen a bear this skinny. Now, again, you know, this is, this could be a fluke, you know. Maybe it's an animal with muscle wasting disease. But fishermen are saying they have not seen a single salmon in a river so far. Salmon is interesting. I was just in temple for Rosh Hashanah, and the rabbi was talking about how salmon will lay their eggs, then go down the river, go into the ocean, come back, or a salmon will grow, be hatched from their egg, go down the river, go to the ocean, come back up the river, and then lay their eggs in the exact same spot they were born. Blows my mind that these animals could do it. So these salmon are pretty, pretty smart. And, you know, I know we're eating more salmon. A lot of us are eating more fish. If I'm going to eat fish, I'll probably eat salmon because I really don't like fish. But I could tolerate salmon as long as it's really buttery, you know, and really cooked yummy. I'll eat salmon. But they say marine heat waves, warmer rivers, lakes, food web changes, increased floods and droughts. All that has messed up the salmon. So you see a bunch of bears just sitting there in the water waiting for their eats. Yet, you do see some fat bears. Boy, some of these bears are fat. So what I would do is get a whole bunch of fish from fat bear area and bring it to skinny bear area. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New Mexico has seen their first flu death of the 2019-20 season. We are expecting this flu season to be, you know, a little more severe. Starting to pick up. October 1 is usually the start of flu season. This was a 90-year-old woman who unfortunately got the flu. So get your flu shots, people. Now's the time. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.